So we are on the Gemara on the top of the Amud Beis, the second line from the top, Nun Zayin Amud Beis. It says, Megal Chulam Avian. These are the people that are Safik. One of them is Tamei, one of them is Tar. At the end of 30 days, they both take haircuts. They bring two sets of Korbanos. Frank the Gemara, Lamai, Duma Lav Tamei Minu. Maybe it's not Duma Lav Tamei Minu. For sure, one of them is not Tamei. The Ka'avid Akafa, and he's cutting off his payas. And if Usher to cut off payas with Takifu Pas Rajkan. Right? Zok the Gemara, Amr Shmuel Be'isha Be'katan. And Isha is not Mitzuvah not to cut off her payas. A woman can take a complete haircut and not worry about her payas. And we learned that out. And a katan is not Mechuyev Mitzvah. So if one of these Nazirim were a katan, he could do the Hakafa without a problem. Zok the Rash, before we say anything. Be'isha She'ina Be'isha Hakafa Sarayish Kedamina B'samuch Kol She'ina Be'ashchas La'ina Be'akafa. It says, Lesashkas is Pasa Kanecha, Sakipu Pas Rajkam, Lesashkas is Pasa Kanecha. The Torah puts them together. One who doesn't have a beard, who's not Mechuyev on shaving because they don't have a beard, also is not Mechuyev in Payas. So we learn now that a woman doesn't have the law of Akafa. And cotton is a problem, because how did the cotton become a Nazir? Zokdirash, who Mufla Samach Leish. He's 12 years old, and a 12 year old can become a Nazir, because a year before his Godless, his Nadarm count, so his Naziris count, a Mufla Samach Leish, and he can take a haircut because he's still a cotton. And therefore, he's, you know, but this is a it's a Suffolk Nazir. So we let him take the haircut in our kafa, and it's not a problem. That's a machloikas, which is Rabbanu, the Raisa gets involved. The Gemara asks for Makafa over there. Gemara answers, he holds Sava Kafa's Kol Reish Loish Makafa. We're now operating, the Kasha is operating under the assumption how Kafa's Kol Reish Makafa. Zog to Gemara Weitzer. What's the Shaila? One of them is bringing the carbon, the other one is not. They make it tonight. Carbon's not a problem.
I thought both are happening in 30 days.
I lost you.
This happens, and then 30 days later, so then there's no... What is the haircut? When is the haircut?
One second. One of them is in Nazir Tameh.
Right.
One of them is in Nazir Tahar.
Right.
They wait 30 days, and then they take haircuts in order to bring their kavanas.
Great.
He's cutting off his payas. They're both cutting off their payas two times. One of them was Mechuyev to cut it off two times. One of them only was Mechuyev to cut it off one time. He's cutting it off an extra time. It's a lot. Zog de Gemara weiter. Frag de Gemara v'lukma v'gadol. Why don't we answer talking about a gadol? We're asking Shmuel. You Shmuel, I mean, we're not asking Shmuel, we're asking on Shmuel. Why did Shmuel answer b'isha v'katan? Why couldn't he say that it's talking about a regular yid? V'akafas kalah reish, lo shema akafa, which is a machlaikas. Is cutting off payas only when you only cut off the payas? How about if you cut off all your hair? Is that usher or not? It's a machloikas. Is akafas kala reish ma'akafa? Or akafas kala reish leish ma'akafa? And the shaila is, the Torah said, do not round off your head. Well, if I'm cutting all off, am I rounding off my head? If I cut off my payas, I'm rounding off my head, right? Because the hair sticks down and it's not a circle. If a guy makes his hair a circle, he's rounding off his hair. But if he cuts off all his hair, he's not making his hair a circle. So that's the machloikus. Is Akafas Kol HaRoish Ma'akafa or not? So why don't we answer that it's going by Gadol, Dr. Harris, I hate to do this to you, but Akafas Kol HaRoish Loish Ma'akafa. Midulay Mukim Lahachi, since he didn't answer it, by lack of answering this, he informs you that I hold it is Akafa. Therefore, that answer is impossible. So I have to say, Be'isha B'katan. So we're learning out, thank you very much, we're learning out from Shmuel's answer that he didn't give what we would have considered the simple answer, because he doesn't hold it. That's an answer, because he holds it is Akafa. Period. Mazutra, Masnil Lahagshmai to the Shmuel HaSefer. Mazutra learned this statement of Shmuel on the next Mishnah. And again, it's going to be the same statement of Shmuel, but he didn't say it on this Mishnah, he said it on the next Mishnah. And let's say hello to this Mishnah again. Nazir Shayitame B'Safik G'Mukhlet B'Safik. He was a Safik Nazir Tameh and a Safik Mukhlet. We met this Mishnah last week. We went through all the details of when to bring a carbon. And he has to take four haircuts. The question is, how can he take four haircuts? Am I? We were dealing with the carbonus of what he brings, but he's doing akafa four times. And he might not be a Nabatsaira, and he might not be a Nazir Tameh. How can he do akafa? It's cutting off his payas. Amr Shmuel b'yishivakat. That's where Shmuel said it. So there's no difference, except where did Shmuel say it? On what Mishnah was he telling us? The answer answers both Mishnahs. The answer is necessary in both Mishnahs, right? We need the answer in both Mishnahs. So the only question is, where did Shmuel say it? So we had a Messiah that he said it in our Mishnah, and some say, no, he said it on a different Mishnah. Not that it makes any difference. Bottom line is the same. Shmuel holds Akafa, Shmuel Reishis Akafa. Therefore, he answered both of these Mishnahs by talking about Isha Bekutin, and therefore there's no problem with Akafa. Why not? I mean, how can he bring a carbon? Somebody's going to have to pay for it. Okay. Dr. Gemara Weiser. Now we start a new sugya again. We're not finished with Hakafas Kalah Reish. That will dominate the rest of the week, or at least a good portion of it. We're now going into a new halacha. Amar Rav Huna. Hamakiv es hakatan chai.
Well said, but each of the
yes.
Going with that previous Mishnah.
Makes no difference which Mishnah he says it on. Both have Akafa Misafik.
We're speaking about that original that Mishnah before came to this Mishnah. Wait, the answer is he said it on both?
No. Some say he said it on that Mishnah, some say he said it on this Mishnah. So your problem is, how could he say it in the second? Why didn't he say it in the first?
If you learn that he said it
in
the first, why
didn't... It's Machlokes, where he said it. Which Mishnah were they learning in the Beis Medrash when he said this shot? It has to be said on both of them.
But he
was talking about one. Two women and two ksarim, correct. Or one woman and one cousin. Exactly. Either way you want it. Zakti Gemara Vaita. Amar Rav Huna, now we're getting into a big machlokes here of Amaroyim. Amar Rav Huna. Hamakiv is a cotton aru chayiv. Now, a cotton doesn't have an issue of cutting off his payas. Now, let me explain something in order to understand this next Gemara. The halacha is a gadol who gives the haircut, or a gadol who receives the haircut, are both chayiv. The issur of makif is of cutting off payas is both on the barber and on the consumer, meaning both are ivor alav, both the makif and the nikif. One is called the makif, one is called the nikif. One is the one giving the haircut, one is the one receiving the haircut. Both are Iver Alav and Lechai Malkus, if they were warned.
It's not Jew.
I don't know what we're talking about Yidden now.
Jewish.
So the Nikkim is Chayv Alav.
I'm saying, that's why
we got
the bar.
Well, the bar, but he's not, I mean, he's Chazur, he's also not Iver Alav. He's not Iver Alav. And you shouldn't be going to Geisha Barber anyway, but that's a different reason. That's Kabbalah. Kabbalistic. I do.
Okay.
I do. I had a Shaila once if I should go to a Yid who wasn't from. Now he's not from, he was anti from. So is that considered a Jewish barber for this thing? I asked Rabbi Chaikin, or Rabbi Groomer, I forgot which one I asked. And they told me, no, you can go to him. You don't have to worry about it. Because they went to Mint also, so that's why I asked on Mechaira. But he told me that not to worry about it. I didn't. Yeah, but it's Abhi Kabbali, you should go to a Jewish barber. Yes. I'm Rav Huna. By the way, Nachman asked me to advertise, and he gives haircuts. And then there's a Frum barbershop in Cedar by the place where, you know, Cedar Green, I forgot what his name is. What?
Leon.
So he's a Frum barber. So there's two people that
his name is Lippa.
Lippa, okay. Right, Lippa. Okay, that's Leon, the Russian Laz. The Russian Yiddish. Anyway, that's my bad, I'm Rav Huna. Now, even though the cotton's not chayev, the one giving him a haircut is chayev. That's what Rav Huna said. Dr. Rashi, Dr. Rush, Hamakim is a cotton chayev, the civil sakif who pass, the ad pass cotton b'chlal. Even though the recipient is not over alav, the barber is over alav. Amalur Ravada Barava Rav Huna. So Ravada Barava said to Rav Huna, it's a shayla how to be gairus. The rush is gairus. V'didach ma megaluch lehu. So who cuts off your kid's hair? I see your kids have a haircut, and they don't have payas. Who's doing that? According to you, the person who's giving them the haircut, and of course they wouldn't use a guy. So the one that's giving them a haircut is Ivor Alav. So who's cutting off your kid's hair? Amalei Chayva, my wife. Chayva was the name of Rav Huna's wife. She gives them because he holds that a woman, just like, she's not mechuyev in the law of Masakiv, whether she is the barber or whether she is the recipient. She's not mechuyev in the law. So Rav Huna paskins that a woman who gives a haircut is not over the law. So even though a regular person gives a haircut to a cotton, he is over. A woman who gives a haircut is not Ivor. And the truth is, if a woman gave a haircut to an adult, she also wouldn't be Ivor. He would be Ivor for receiving the haircut, but she wouldn't be Ivor because she has no issur of haircuts. So Rav Ada said, Tikvarinu chayva lebnei, she wants to bury her children? Meaning she's violating the law. Because Rav Ada bar Ava is under the impression, not under the impression he holds, that a woman cannot give a haircut. She's mechuyev in the law. And therefore, if a man can't give a haircut to a cotton, either can a woman. How can she do this? Does she want to bury her kids? Meaning, does she want to hurt her children or hurt herself by doing this?
She bury her children, the children are going to die. They're not chayav. The kids are unchayav.
Again, it was like an expression. Like, why is she doing something that's usher? But because he said those words, even though he did not mean them as a curse, Rav Huna had no children from that time that Rav Ada said it till Rav Ada was nifter. That lack of curse, but that expression, that's chat when you have a tzaddik that says something, words mean things. We find that by the Marmite Cotton, that one of the Amaroim, I believe Shmuel, told his brother, or his brother told him, and it made a big impact. Dr. Rash, they didn't leave over Payas. So he said, and Rav Huna holds, like he will explain. Is she not afraid of a punishment? Does she makabasize them? Have a hayaitim ipiyashalat. A mistake that slipped out of the mouth of a ruler. Tzadik says something, it has impact. It was a mistake. He did not mean it in any negative way, but those words came out. The kavra banal avabishakilwaisa. And she ended up burying her sons, even though he never cursed her. That's the rush. Sakta Gemara. Now, what's Rav Huna? Rav Ada holds. Obviously, Rav Ada holds that somebody who gives a haircut to a cotton is not chayev. Right. So,
anyone? I mean, a woman.
No. Rav Huna held that women can give a haircut to, if a God will give the haircut to a cotton, he's chayev. A woman is not chayev. Rav Ada disagreed and he said, according to you, that a makiv is a cotton, is chayev, how can your wife do it? She's chayev too. Now, what does Rav Ada hold? What does he hold? Right? He's questioning Rav Huna, who differentiates between a man and a woman. What does he hold? The answer is he holds that even if a God will give us a haircut, a cut, he's not chayav. The Gemara is going to explain that. I'm not making this up. Because he's not arguing in the fact that Tanim are getting haircuts and not leaving payas. That's happening. That was the happening thing. He looked at Rav Huna and said, you're not letting a man do it, so why can a woman do it? That means he held that a man can do it too. He just was questioning Rav Huna, who differentiated between man and woman, and said, I don't understand you. If it's Asher, it's Asher for her too. Look, the Gemara, Mirdi, Tavayu Sphere, Layakovitz, Kalarai, Shema, Kasa. Obviously, they hold that giving a complete haircut is a haircut, because that's what they used to do. Give a child a complete haircut and take off his face also. So, the Micah Mifligi. So, what is this machloikis, whether a woman is different than a man? Dr. Gamar Rav Huna Saver, Vesakipu, Pasreichkim, Vesachkus, and Spatsukanacha. The player puts the lav of payas right next to the lav of a beard. Koshi Eshle Ashkasa, Yeshle Hakafa. One who's obligated in the lav of cutting off a beard with a razor is obligated in cutting off payas. Right. Vahani Nashi, Hayav Leshna, Bashkasa, Leshna, Nami Bakafa. And women who don't have the Isser of beard don't have the Isser of payas. Rav Adam Ba'aba Sabar, Echel Anik Amakiv, Echel Anik B'mashma. He says, Loisakivu means the person giving and receiving the haircut. V'istish Makiv L'Nikiv. Kolhecha the Nikiv Makayiv, Makiv Nami Makayiv. Whenever the recipient is Chayiv, the barber is Chayiv. The high cotton. V'ayav Hugufe La'Barainchim Uda Makayiv, Makiv Nami Le Makayiv. Since he's not Barainchim, so the one who gives him the haircut is also not Chayiv. So here is the Machlokes Rav Ada and Rav Huna. Rav Ada holds everybody can give a haircut to a cotton. Because since the recipient, the cotton, is not chayev, the barber is also not chayev. That's what Rav Ada holds. And Rav Huna holds, not true. A guy who gives a haircut to a cotton is chayev. The barber is a different chayuvim than the recipient. The recipient might not be chayev, and the barber is chayev. Rav Ada holds, not true. Can I finish explaining? Rav Ada holds, if the recipient's not chayev, the barber is not chayev. Therefore, I don't care if it's a man giving a haircut to a cotton or a woman giving a haircut to a cotton. Anybody can give a haircut to a cotton. The cotton's not chayev, the barber's not chayev. Rav Huda says, not true. Even though the cotton's not chayev, the barber is chayev. So he asked him, why is your wife doing it? Teretz Rav Huda holds, women aren't chayev at either side of the lav. Rav Ada holds, woman is a chayev, meaning if there would be an iser separate on the barber, a woman would be chayev in that as well. That's what Machlokes is. Yes. Yes, Dr.
Yeah, I've got a question.
Hold a second. Yes.
Okay.
Why
does
Rav Ada,
why
he sees a cute haircut, big deal,
he
holds it fine. Why would
he
even question?
Because Rav Huna told him it's us, sir. Because Rav Huna got up in the base medrash and said that if a guy gives his kid a haircut, he's chayev. So he looks at him and says, so how are you kids getting haircuts? So he told my wife does it. So he said, I don't get you. If it's us, it's us, sir. Well, your wife's playing around? She's doing something us, sir? According to you? Meaning you who say that the barber is chayev even though the nikiv is not. So why is your wife giving haircuts? Why is she any different? Rav Huna holds, women are not chayev, not in receiving haircuts, not in giving haircuts. The nafkamina would be, if a woman gave a haircut to an adult, who is chayev? Rav Ada would say she's chayev. Rav Huna would say not, because he holds women are absolved from the lav on both ends of the lav. Yes, Baruch Moshe, you had a question?
No.
Yes, Dr. Schwab.
Listen to the full question. The question I have is, why are women forbidden from shaving a beard? Postmenopausal women and women with polycystic ovary disease both commonly grow a beard. This is not a time-bound mitzvah.
So this is a sugya and kedushin, not for now. I believe, my sister's there, correct me if I'm wrong, it's around Daf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Zayin, around there. There's a sugya and kedushin. There are two reasons the Gemara brings of why women aren't chayev in the issur of shaving a beard.
Okay, very good. Lamed Vav?
Around, again, in that area.
In that area. Okay.
It's a Mishnah that discusses that women, first, and Chavtas, the Mishnah says, women are part of Mitzvah Sessus Mangrava. Then one of the Mishnah says, the Chayiv and Olav, and besides Hakafa and Hashkasa. And the Gemara discusses why they're part there. Rabbi Schutz is looking it up. Something tells me it's in the Lamed Hei, Lamed Vav area.
Tell Rabbi
Schutz. Yes.
Okay, so like Shimshon when he was a child, a two-year-old child, does that make a difference?
I can't hear you. You're not clear.
I don't know how to get any more. Okay, hold on, please. I'm sorry. When it comes to another like Shimshon, when he was a child, a two-year-old, would there be an issur for a woman, according to Rav Huna?
They were told not to touch his hair. So I guess at that point, she was told as well as he was. It was a special tzivui.
So it makes a difference if he understood, if he was caught in or not.
Again, they were told not to touch his hair at all, ever. That was a special command.
And therefore, if a goy would touch the cutter.
Medical question. I don't know anybody else that a malach told him.
Mm-hmm. So they had to be watching out that a goy would never give a haircut to him.
They weren't around goyim giving haircuts. They went to Jewish barbers in those days.
I'm sure they did. Okay.
Again, one thing, it's a lamed, Dr. Schwab, it's lamed hamed beis. If I just looked it up, it's lamed hamed beis. What's that?
We're here.
Thank you very much.
Sorry. What do you want me to do? Not tell him where it is? I didn't know the daf, I guess. Dr. Ramesh just looked it up. Okay. Dr. Rush. Mirti. Kavayus Arvi Akavas Kalarashima Akavas. Ravunu Damra Kaiba Megaleach Luhu. Ravunu has said his wife can do it. Ava Ishloi, but a man can't do it. And he said, hello, she's trying to, what is she trying to do, bury her kids? The Maikam is looking, the Vada Savad Isha Makim cut and putter. Because he's asking Ravuna, who's giving your kid the haircut? That means he had a solution. McLeod did it today, I feel the Isha Makim is a cut. What are they arguing about? Hayo Belesnu Bashkot, Belesnu Bakafa. Pirish be'isser ha'kafas klau. Rav Huna holds that the Torah absolved them from any aspect of that love. The afla hakev ha'katan muteres. They can even give haircuts. The chayim him ha'kifas ha'gadol b'tura. According to Rav Huna, a woman who gives a haircut to a gadol is putter. Rav Adasavar, the hidna lasnu ba'kafas raisha, even though they have no love about their own hair, their own pay is being taken off. Now, Kavas Reishachar Isnu, however, they cannot cut up anybody else's pay. He holds, Echad HaMakiv, Echad HaNikav, Amash, Medlai Sakifu. It includes both. V'hai Katan, V'hai Dekama Ravada Chayvim Tegvinu Livna. So the Chayvim Ravada agrees that Chayvim didn't do anything wrong. So why did he say that? If he agrees that Rav Huna's wife did nothing wrong, he holds Rav Huna himself could have given the haircut. So why is he reacting and saying, is Chayvim not afraid of burying her children? According to him, she also wouldn't bury her children. He holds a smutter. He holds a smutter for a man also. So why is he telling Rav Huna, what, is she not afraid? Well, you also say she shouldn't be afraid. There it says, the dvar of Rav Huna kama. The didach, the last book, the chinika putter, makav nami putter. You don't agree with me that the barber is putter when the recipient is putter. The Kamra Maki was Achat Mechayev, because you say that an adult that gives, an adult male that gives a haircut to a Katan is Chayev. So what are you saying? Women are different? No, I think if you hold an adult that gives a cut to hair is Chayev, a woman has just as much to be afraid of. There's no difference between the two.
The onus is
Valkis. Right.
And that so we say, Kashram, bury this children because Valkis is a Chatzinisa?
No. See, I think you missed. You're asking a very good question. Now that I said that, the answer I think is it was a saying. He wasn't saying that's the einish. If somebody sees somebody Michal Shabbos, you would say, are they not afraid they're going to die? Are they not afraid of the punishment? Now, there's no stealer Mrs. Bezin today. That, they're just expressing. Doesn't he have any yurish shemayim? Isn't he afraid of punishment? So this is the way Rav Ada said to his Tervuna. Is he not afraid that there's going to be a punishment here?
But according to
Rav
Ada
holds there is. Both hold there's no punishment. But he said, according to you, how could she be doing this? He holds it's wrong. He holds there's no difference in a woman and a man. And Rav Huna is making a difference. He disagrees with that difference. He's saying, according to you, is she not afraid? Now, Rav Huna's answer is no, she's not afraid because there's nothing wrong.
Right.
And Eino Chinami, she should not get any punishment. But because he said it out of his mouth, there's a concept that people have to be raised. It's a Gemara in Shavuos. My brother pointed it out to me during Daf and Shavuos, that there was an Amira that wouldn't quote Psukim that said bad things about people because he was afraid that he might say something bad. Martin Schwartz.
We read the quotes. The person who was he shouldn't say it?
No, of course, it's the way it's Kriya Satira. Nobody didn't have Kriya Satira. He didn't skip it Kriya Satira. He skipped it when he talked about the Psukim. I'll read you the Gemara. Let me look it up. I did. Here
maybe
you should quote his brother more often. Yeah. Just one second. That Kahana, I think, that when it came to Psukim, about Shvua, you should not say it. Here it is. Somebody was sitting up, Yasser Ahumar Abanam, Tamei Rav Kahana, the Gemara of Aslamat Baba Menalov. The Yasser becoming, I'm Kael Yutatzkol and Netzach, he was quoting a Pasuk of Kaelim. Yachtachav Yisachacha Mahil. To cut you off, rip you out, Shereshcha, take out the roots, Maritzchaim Sela. Amulei Kane. Don't read the Pasuk Yitatzcha. Don't say you. Don't say you. That's what he said. And then the Gemara before. He quoted the Mishnah, that the Mishnah said, Yakra Hashem. He said, Kane, don't say Yakka. Say one will get hit. That's why some people are very mapped. They don't say you. They always say one. Because they don't want to be, Chas v'Shalom, say a bad thing about anybody. Now, when I was a kid, I'm just telling you, I was a kid, I found no source for this. But when I was a kid, we used to stand by the bima, by Kriya Satira, facing the Balkaira. And when it came to the Taichacha, we were told to leave. That when the Balkaira reads the klalos of you, we shouldn't be standing in front of him. So, since I did it as a kid, I moved the people that are in front of the bima by the Teichucha. So somebody asked me where I got it from. I never got it. I got it because as a kid I was told to do that. So obviously it was a minhag in Europe that way because I grew up in a shtiebel and that's what they did. But it comes from that thing. You don't say you to anything about bad. So this is what happened. It's Gonga Yaisim Epi HaShalit. Somebody said something not meaning any bad, but the words are bad. Now, when a regular commenter says it, it's not so dangerous. When a Gadol B'Yisrael says it, it can be very dangerous. That's it. When an Amora says it, it's very dangerous. But my brother brought that riot to me from that Gemara. Like a famous Gemara. He was quoting a pasuk, and he was told, don't say the pasuk straight. You. Kanei, change the pasuk.
How's Kanei
Kanei means kinoi.
Oh,
kinoi. Kanei is the verb of kinoi. Okay, got to get my bite. Got to get my lema. Let us say, Hakavas Kalarais Tanoi. The Chaira, now we're getting involved in the Shaila of Hakavas Kalarais. Shema Hakapa, Hakavas Kalarais. Like Shema Hakapa, the Chaira is a Machlaikas Tanoi.
Also, we have to understand, I think it's important, that the recipient is the Washim of Isa.
Gemara's Kasha Marcus.
I wanted to make sure that he realized.
Did you remember the Gemara Marcus? Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara asked the Kasha. The first Gemara.
I don't.
The Gemara gives two Terutzim. With the one on the Amar, if I remember correctly, two Terutzim. They're going like a Yehuda, the Washim of Isa, like an Olive. Going to the other man, the Amar, because he moves his head. He moves his head while he's getting a haircut. Pick up your head, move your head to the side. It's very smart.
Not these days. The barber says, stay stiff.
That's not true. But maybe the guys, the barbers do that. The initial barbers.
Look at the commission barber.
Right there. Let's get my right there. Lay my covers color rice tanoi. You know, there's another silent going to Jewish barber, Geisha barber, which is a halakha silent. And that is when you can give it to business and it's not more expensive, why go to a guy? That's Bechlau Shaila. Anyway, but that's not the Shaila now. It's not in the Sefer Nazar. What? Again, there's a Torah, but you need an actor. Don't think my right to lay my covers color rice tanoi. The chayre the machloikus of our covers color rice is the machloikus tanoi. The Tanah Rabbanan. Rice say my Talmud Leimar. Ah, by Metzaira, it says Megillah is called Sarai. As Roshai, Veskonai, Veskabai Zainov. He cuts off all his hair. His hair, his head, his beard, his eyebrows. Now all those pasukim have to be darshaned. What is Roshai for? That's called Sarai. Ma Talmud Leimar, Vishanemar Leitakivu Pas Roshai. Since there's a lav, Yachlav Metzaira Kain, Talmud Leimar Roshai. That means the Kasha assumes that it's Aser, because the Messiah is cutting off all his hair. And the Kasha is L'chayri Zayra Lav. And the answer is the Torah says, Raishai, go violate the Lav. So we see this Tana holds Akavas Kala Raish Ma'akafa. Because if Akavas Kala Raish wouldn't be Akafa, why in the world does the, what's the Kasha? Why do I need Raishai? The Tanya Idach, but we have another price. Roishay Matam with Leimar. Fish and Emma got me Nazir Tarbo Yavla Roishay. The second one says because it's a Nazir Mitzaira. Why do we have to bring in Nazir Mitzaira? Why is it every regular Mitzaira ever love? The price of this price says, no, you know what, there's a problem? Because he's a Nazir also. And a Nazir is not allowed to take a haircut. He's a Mitzaira. How can he take a haircut? Dr. Tyra Raishai. That means, why did the second Braisa have to bring a Nazir into the picture? Why isn't every Mitzaira alive? Terry says, this Braisa holds, cutting off all your ears not alive. Therefore, a regular Mitzaira has no problem. But a Nazir Mitzaira, Nazir's not allowed to cut off any hair. So how can he cut it off? Dr. Tyra Raishai, Avna Tamalema Raishai, my love Tanoi. Lamanda, am I the one that says, what does the back say? Din Nazir, Sabrakar, Kavas Kala Raish, Loishma Kafa. He must hold that taking a haircut of the whole head is not a kafa, therefore a regular Mitzaira has no problem. The Chiyasikra, the Mitzchias Aseva Loitza, Loitza Sabase. And the pasuk is going by Nazir, where there's an alav and an asay, not to take a haircut. Tar layava, right? Kadijia, God will perish, right? There's an alav and an asay. So the Torah comes and says, you can push it off. The Edom, the one who says, I need it for a regular mitzvah, Sarakav is called a right shmakafa. He has to call the mitzvah greater. So the chayr, it's not like the tenoim. The Tana who needs it for a regular mitzvah obviously has a problem with a regular mitzvah. What's the problem with a regular mitzvah? He's taking a haircut of his whole head. Must be he holds that a haircut of all his head is a lav. So he needs a pasuk to tell me you can push it off. The other Tana doesn't need it for a regular mitzvah because there's no lav. He needs it for a lav that's a mitzvah and a nazir. I need a pasuk to say he's allowed. That's the Gemara's Havamina. At least the Gemara's original approach, that it's a machlokes tanoim, if our kavva is called a rice, is our kavva, or our kavva is called a rice, is like my kavva.
From a Zohar, then he's allowed to, a lot of shades, to, like the Sarah's haircut trumps the Hebrew. Why does it trump also the history? Now, no, here.
Again.
Again,
let's move back. The first bride is saying, I need a pasuk for a regular mitzvah. What happens to Nazir we'll worry about? That's not the point. Why does the first bride need a pasuk for a regular mitzvah? Why does the second bride not need one for a regular mitzvah?
Everybody learned it.
From where?
What was the question?
Why does the second bride need not need a pasuk for a regular mitzvah? The pasuk is talking about a mitzvah. That's by a nazir. We're not, the pasuk is not by nazir.
Where does it say regular
mitzvah
that it doesn't
say rishon? Yes. By a nazir it says, Vegilach has called Sarai. That's Roshai, that's Gunai, that's Gabbis Einav.
Regular
Mitzvah. So the pasuk, why did it have to say Rosh? It says Gilach is called Sarai. So the first writer says, I would think that Rosh is a problem. Because you're taking off the payas. Right. And the second writer does not have a problem with a regular Mitzvah. Why not?
Because that's going according to the Mandama that holds it.
That's what the Gemara is saying. So the second bride defines a new case. The pasuk is talking about a regular mitzvah. We're throwing in nazir to find a reason why the Torah had to write roshay. The roshay is written by mitzvah, not by nazir. We're not darshaning psukim by nazir now. There it says not to take a haircut. By Mitzaira.
Oh,
this is all by Mitzaira.
One is by Mitzaira, one is
Mitzaira. Again, he wants to know where the pasuk is written. Where did the Torah write the word right side? Which parsha?
By Mitzaira.
That's all it said.
But it's also another Mitzaira.
That's because if we could use it for a regular Mitzaira, we don't jump to another. The rule in drushas are, you always say your simplest drusha. If you can go one step, you have no right to go two steps. So if I go two steps, that means one step wasn't negeya. Why not?
So he learns that this second brisa says that the rosho by mitzora
is including a nazir mitzora. But I don't need it for a regular mitzora.
Because
I cover the color right slash my cover, so there's no problem.
Forget that.
We'll learn about that at a different time. That's not the point. Don't pull something in that's just going to confuse you. I know that the Torah told the Mitzvah to take a haircut. And the Torah said, don't worry about a problem with your head. Which problem did the Torah say not to worry about?
Well,
No, it's not telling me a Metzaira. Because a Metzaira doesn't need a Pasuk. I have no right to take a drasha to a second level. If I need it for a regular Metzaira, I can't talk about an Adjer.
But it is talking Metzaira.
That's where the parsha is written, but I don't need it for that. Rush. The Tanya, Amid Beis. Right, Shema, Talmud, Rai, Megabi, Metzairik, Siv, Gila, Chas, Kol, Sarai. Es, Rai, Shai, Ves, Gunai, his head, hair of his head. His beard, Ves, Gabbis, Einav, his eyebrows. Ves, Kol, Sarai, Yigaleach. Vahash, the Darish, the Rai, Shai, the Meuser, the Beklau, Kol, Sarai, Hu. Will it come on Darish, Skenai? We're going to talk about Skenai also. The Rosh is worried that somebody's going to say, what do we do with Skenai? Let the Gemara do it. The Gabbas Einav, what are we darshan in Gabbas Einav? Darish, Perik, Ayin, what does he say? The Perik, Hoya Mevi, the Klau Pratu Klau, the Rabbis called Kidna Sarvanira. It's used to as a Klau Pratu Klau that the only hair a Nazir has to cut off is a gathering of hair that's visible. Meaning, let's say the hair of his legs. That's not called the gathering of hair. Let's say hair of his underarms. That's not called visible. That doesn't have to come off. That's what that Mandi Amar does. There's a machloikus there. I don't know why the Rush picks one Mandi Amar, but that's what he picks. That's not visible either. He's dressed,
a regular
Mitzvah, correct.
He has a lot of
I thought
hair
he had his whole body.
This is a Machloikas Tanoim. The Rush picked one time. Honestly, we don't have Metzaira today. We don't have Paskin. The Rambam Paskin said, I'm sure. I don't know how he Paskin. But Baruch Hashem today, I don't know if any Metzaraim. I don't want to know if any Metzaraim. And therefore, they don't have to take any haircuts.
Arms are not
Arms are not Kinusar. Underarms are Kinusar. Hair of the head is Kinusar. Beards are Kinusar. Erva is Kinusar. Kinusar, gathering of hair. Kinus.
Even in private area, that would also be.
But that's not Nira. You need. We learn now from Gabbai's Einav to gathering of hair that's visible. But that's, again, we're off the subject. I mean the Rosh brought us there, but it's off the subject.
I mean, some people have hair, I mean, I don't say that thing, but. Some people actually have hair on their ears.
I don't know if that's Kinusar. I don't know.
I mean,
again, I'm not learning Yom Teras now. I don't know what everybody...
No, we think the Mashiach's coming today, so...
And there won't be any Mashiach. Mashiach comes, everybody will stop speaking Lashon and Harv. How can something be Lashon and Harv if Mashiach is here? How can, you know, again, if you were to have a time, how can you speak Lashon and Harv anytime? Yachov Mitzayrikain, Dr. Rush. Perish. Why is Yigala Kol Roshai? Why does Sibigilachas Kol Sarai? The first page, the Rush on the top. Yachov Av Mitzayrikain. Why Yigala Kol Roshai? He's not allowed to. Why does Sibigilachas Kol Sarai? Nukalei Bishar Sahagov. We're saying it's talking about other hair. I'm a Lemon Roshai. Lemon the Geluch Mitzayra, Dachi Lav the Hakafa. That's one price. The second bride said, "Right, Shema Talmud Loimar." Period. Man, the Mukilah ben Nazir didn't need it for a regular Mitzayra. Why? Savra Kafa Skala Raish Lash Ma Kafa. Hilchuk the Mitzayra greater Leitzrach doesn't need it for a regular Mitzayra. They ain't kind of Kafa. Mukilah ben Nazir Mitzayra. They can love the Leyavar, Tar Leyavar Raishai. The Esa the Naz the Gadol Parasar Raishai. Vasi Esa the Giluach Mitzayra Dachilu. Giluach Mitzayra is Daichet. V'idach savar, hakavas kala reishma hakava. V'kiva the Yitzchak kala l'mitzchi lav greida. L'mikmina le l'mitzchi lav asay. I have no right to take it to Nazir according to that mandiyama. Now how does he know Nazir? We'll have to figure it out. But he needs the plastic of reishai for a regular mitzayra. The other one doesn't need it for a regular mitzayra. So he can take it to the next level, to another mitzayra. Frek tigazong tigamara amarava no. Zokrava not true. The Kula Alma, everybody holds our compass color Reich, Lois Ma'akafa. Everybody holds our compass color Reich is not Akafa. V'chiyatakra, Gachahekiv, Ulu Mesayv Gilach. That everybody holds that there's no Isser Hakafa. Hakafa's color Reich is Lois Ma'akafa. When the Pasuk says that Raishai, it's coming to tell you that the guy, if he wants to, I know everybody's going to jump on me, but it's the Gemara, not me. If he wants to, he can first cut off his payas and leave the rest of his hair, and then cut off the rest of his hair. So he can cut off his payas. The Torah is allowing him to cut off his payas and do the Isser, but he's leaving the rest of his hair. Then go back and cut off the rest of his hair. Meaning there's two ways to take a haircut. You can cut off the hair right away without concentrating on payas first. That would be Hakafas Kol HaRaish. Then you have the guy that cuts off his payas first. He just did the lav of Hakafa. And a minute later, he cuts off the rest of the hair. Is he allowed to do that as a Mitzayra? The answer is right, sir. He's allowed to do that. That's what the first Brisa holds. That we're allowing a Mitzayra to cut off his payas first, and then the rest of his hair. But Eidokinam, had he cut off all his hair at one time, he wouldn't be either. Amarava, the Kula, Makavas, Kolarais, Lois, Makava. The Chiyasikra, Gansi Hikev first, Ula Mitzayv Gilach. That the Torah is telling me a Chiddush. Since if he had taken a regular haircut, he wouldn't be chayav because Hakafas Kol HaRaish lois ma'akaf, and that's what Rabbi is saying. That's the chiddush of the pasuk. That a person's allowed to violate the law, even though he doesn't have to. But the Torah is saying you can take a haircut any way you want, even by cutting off your payas first. Zuck the Gemara, before any questions, because of Krahach, would the Torah ever permit that? Whenever you find a contradiction between Anase and Eloisessa, if you can keep both, you're mechuyev to keep both. You don't have to cut off your payas first. There's no need to do that. Why would the Torah permit a thing like that? Who says? Who said that? You're again, that's not a shyly. But you mean b'idnei, but it's a different thing. The Gemara is saying it's impossible to say that's pshat. The Torah would never be matur a guy to cut off his payas first when it's not necessary. He can take a regular haircut.
I agree with that.
Therefore, that can't be pshat. Zuckerash. Yes. Zakhtar Rosh, Lubitskan, Shehikiv, Lubitskan, Gilach, Kagan. Shehikiv, Tchila, Begilach, Stov, Viakach, Gilach, Sad Raishai. First he did the sides and the hair. Given the Ilugoka, Makazim, the Lubitskan, Akhila, Aina, Mitzaira. Because Akhava's color Raish is not Akhava. Kinami, Hikiv, Sad Gilach, Lubitskan, Dossi, called the Mitzaira, Lubitskan. Frank de Gemara, Mikasiv, Krah, okay. The chinami matzi legaleach beheter. Does he call the mishi legaleach beister? Would the Torah let you do an ister for not necessary? The amarish lakish kol makim sha'azen that we don't let it. So at this point, we're left only with saying that machloikis is about a kofas kol HaRaish. We have no other possibility. Rabbi tried. We slugged up Rabbi, and everybody should have a wonderful.